Welcome to the Melanin Movement Podcast, where we dive deep into the world of Black culture, entertainment, and empowerment. Each episode, we bring you thought-provoking conversations, up-for-debate topics, and inspiring stories from our community. So, whether you're here to learn, laugh, or simply be a part of the movement, we're glad to have you with us. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button and join our growing family of over 10,000 subscribers. Now, let's get started with today's episode.
Oh, great! Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Between Family. I'm Kaya, your host, and I'm here with my co-hosts. First in, we have Shauna. Next in, we have Chris.
First and foremost, Juneteenth. Love my people of color. Well, let me be specific. African-American people of color. Boom.
I'm black, y'all. I'm black.
Put your fists up, Chris. Happy belated Juneteenth to the entire African diaspora. Chris has sent us a link or video of YK Osiris's blatant mouth grab to Suki Hana. So before we go into the whole thing with them, I just want to say that YK Osiris has called out for help on Instagram since this incident, said that he lost everything, including his mind. So clearly the backlash from that incident went viral, and now he's just like, I done lost it. I don't know if that's true or not, but that's what he's saying. So what do you think of the incident?
As far as the incident in isolation, he's obviously wrong. Yeah, I mean, it's really open and shut case as far as, you know, recalling the events or, you know, opinions on the actual event itself. I mean, he's wrong. You know what I'm saying? It was an action that was unwarranted. And I mean, even if it was playful, it was out of line. Now, what social media and people on the outside do with that is different. You know what I'm saying? They're gonna, you know, take a situation and globalize it. So, you know, things of that nature are gonna happen after. But as far as, like I said, the incident in isolation, obviously he's wrong. And hopefully she's okay and she's, you know, hasn't suffered any permanent trauma or something like that, you know, or, you know what I'm saying, things of that nature. So, you know, as far as that, that's pretty much how I feel about it, or not feel about it, but my perception of it. Open and shut case.
Well, she had made a statement after the fact saying that she's never been good at standing up for herself and speaking up. So do I want to see another young male in prison? No, I don't. I don't want that to happen, because I think an incident like this, he can learn from this. He was wrong as two left shoes. You never put yourself onto another person. And I think the situation, because they were at an event, there was cameras, there were people around, it was really awkward, you know? So it's just like, do I step in? Is she in? Is she okay with this? Is she not? But I feel like at some point, somebody should have been like, yo, son, chill. Like, chill. When did it get to the point where no one steps in? And the thing is, I'm not saying be like big, bad, bold about it, but just be like, yo, son, stop. Yeah, no. you know, I just think there was a way to stop it before it got to another level. But that's just my idea. I don't know if someone did step in, if then he would have spazzed out on them saying, yo, I ain't gotta do, you know, like, you never know what could have transpired. But, you know, he was wrong. And no woman at any time, I don't care if she's butt naked, you have no right to put any part of your body on hers. I don't care what song she make. I don't care, because I heard some folks saying he probably felt like that just because of the song she got out. She's like, no, she could say I done slept with 16,000 people. That does not give you the right to forcefully put yourself on to her. We lack self-awareness and self-control.
Honestly, looking at her video, or looking at the video of what happened at that event and how her response was, and she was smiling and be like, what? You know, timid. I literally have been in the exact same situation before. And as women, I understand what she means about the fact that she doesn't know how to stick up for herself. Because if somebody does something to somebody else around me, oh, I'm ready to charge. But when it comes to myself, I don't always react in the way that I should when it comes to standing up for myself and having agency over myself. Now, that being said, I think that, and I agree with you, Shauna, and I'm not victim blaming at all, but I think that we have to have some type of accountability of what we put out there, because I didn't know much about her before. And this is not saying that she deserved anything to happen to her, because she didn't. No one does. But I looked at her, I just looked at her Instagram page, and she was literally laying down on her back with her legs up in the air with some watermelon in between her crotch. And she puts out images like this a lot. Remember that interview she had with Jason Lee from Hollywood Unlocked? And she was talking about golden showers and how she loves it and how she likes defecating on people's face. You know what I'm saying? Like that, like she was going real dirty about the stuff that she likes. And I don't even remember this because obviously I was editing the video, but either Chris or Noe said that you can't wear a hoe's uniform and then not expect to be treated like one. Like I said, I'm not victim blaming, not victim shaming, but we also have to have accountability for what we put out into the world. Now, some men is just going to be dirty gutter snipe,
dirt bags
every chance they get. But some men, they have some more self-control, but they may think that because of the fact that the way you exude your confidence or your sexuality, that you're cool with certain things. You know what I'm saying? Because you can't, what you put out there, you can't expect somebody else to in turn understand it the way you do or react the way you do, because you're in a globe of how many billions of people. Your brain and your mindset is one thing, but being overtly sexual in nature in your posts and stuff like that, that sometimes gets misconstrued as, oh, she's about that life. Because I'm sure nobody with, you know, some sense and, you know, scrolling through her page to be like, oh, like Chris said in the other show, she's got a nice smile, or she's, you know, they're not looking at that.
Right.
If you're selling yourself sexually, clearly somebody's going to think that you want sex. Am I wrong?
No, but as someone who's a little bit more well endowed up top, and I've got a little bit more around the back, than a lot of other people. I remember I would wear big clothes when I was a teenager because men would automatically say something about
your bazooms.
Because I couldn't hide them. Like, so I wore huge things so men wouldn't say something. So to an extent, I do understand what you're saying, but I just think that there are some people, it doesn't matter what you have on. I could have on big jeans and a big shirt. There's always gonna be that dirtbag who will always, you know, have something to say. So I see what you're saying, that we also need to be mindful of what we do. But again, nobody should, you know, take it upon themselves to just be like, well, I saw this post of her, so I'ma just go and see if she down. No.
If I'm to address both of your points, because I feel like both of you are saying things that kind of factor into what would be my main point. Onto you're saying, you know, you have women that are a little bit more shapely than others, you know what I'm saying? And regardless of what they wear, they're still going to be sexualized.
Right.
I don't think that we're addressing those people, because I think there's a huge disparity between something that you can't control versus you have women who purposely go out of their way to get butt injections, or, you know what I'm saying, enhance their breasts to make an OnlyFans, you know what I'm saying, like things of that nature. You go on social media, now you're shifting into a whole different culture, you know what I'm saying, in a place where it brings out the absolute worst in people, you know what I'm saying. So you have, exactly. But again, and we're gonna have to preface all of our points with the fact that we're not victim blaming or anything like that, anything of the sort, but just speaking to the reality of the world we live in, right? You know what I'm saying? A lot of women that, well, first and foremost, we have to realize, especially in the society that we live in now, and not just now, but since the beginning of time, sex sells. You know what I'm saying? That's one of the biggest lures for, you know, most people. So when you factor or take that into account, you now look at the influx of people who are now making OnlyFans account. You know what I'm saying? People who were never into that now see that there's money in it. You know what I'm saying? And they're throwing themselves in it and now becoming sex workers or whatever the case may be. Then you go on social media, you know what I'm saying? And it bleeds into there, where you have people, you know, marketing themselves, even if they're doing something outside of sex, they're including a sexual aspect to then push their brand, whatever they're, you know, trying to sell, which again is, you know, cool, do what you want, you know what I'm saying? That's the utopian society that you would hope to live in, you know what I'm saying? That should be the case, where you can do whatever you want and not expect a man to come in your DMs or whatever, but that's not the world we live in. So if you're constantly living by what should be, you're going to constantly be disappointed, because that's not what it is. Like we said, regardless of what you're doing, men are going to be men, or, you know, people are going to be people, and, you know, disgusting is going to be disgusting. You know what I'm saying? So if you're booty pick, my son graduated, like, we don't care about your son. Where's the booty pick? You know? If you have stuff like that going on, that my thing is, you just have to be mindful, not just mindful, but you have to expect that this is the type of attention that you're going to attract if this is what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? And it's one thing to, you know, say things shouldn't be like this, or I shouldn't be approached because I'm wearing so and so and so. But if you're wearing this, the mindset of that person that's perceiving you is not going to be, oh,
she's a good, she's
great, wholesome good family. You know what I'm saying? Please, like that. We're not thinking like that. It's the same thing, like, you know, dealing with cops as a black man. You know what I'm saying? You can't act like your white counterparts.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You have to go out with the expectation that you're going to be seen in a certain way simply because of your outward appearance.
Right.
You can't act as though it's a perfect world, because that's not the world that we live in. You know what I'm saying? And that's my only point and my biggest point regarding things like this and moving forward. But people like to argue that, you know, that shouldn't be the case and whatever, but can't live like that.
Right. So, and I'm just speculating, but I could be wrong. But if there was a woman on the panel that day that was like a Michelle Obama or a Gayle King, or what's some young girls that are in that, her, I honestly do not think that they would have gotten the same reaction. They could have, because clearly this dude's brain ain't.
I don't think he would have. I don't know him. I don't know anything about him. But I'm just saying, I don't think he would have gone up to her and done that.
He said on Instagram that in an attempt to be playful, I misread the moment and violated Sukihana's boundaries. And she publicly forgave him because she said that she's not willing to tear down a Black man. And that's the juxtaposition of this matter, because it's just like so many times Black men have done stuff to we as Black women. And because of the fact that we don't want the world to get them, we're like, no, we got to cover them. Instead of having them take the full weight of their actions on. And I think that's also another problem within our community, because we give passes that should not be given. Dude, in a public forum, you grabbed my face twice and then tried to stick your tongue down my throat. Like, technically, she had every right to elbow this dude in the throat, and nobody would be like, ugh. Some people would be like, oh my God, Sukihana. Assaulted YK Osiris.
I think if it was somebody else, they would have elbowed him in the throat. Like, I think if it was.
Do you think that he would have done that if it was a Selena Gomez or a Taylor Swift?
I think that's a good point. Not saying again that it's right or that that should be the case, but everything, and especially with social interactions, everything is one, energy, and two, everything is reputation.
Right.
You're gonna do that to Felicia Rashad?
Yeah.
Because he doesn't portray that type of.
Well, Felicia Rashad would rewrite and erase you in one fell swoop.
But this is what I'm saying. We're in a different generation now. You know what I'm saying? Where you're a sex worker, but you expect the respect of, or the type of respect that you would get from a Michelle Obama. You know what I'm saying? Like, you have to expect people's perception if you're doing certain things.
So is that on...
Not saying that it's right, but that's...
Right, yeah. So is that because of this... Okay, so we live in a place that is highly super sexual. That's where this, what they say, the Western culture, we're super sexualized. Whereas if you go to other countries... it's not as a thing. It's not so much of a thing, you know, where it's just like, oh, yeah, okay. So do we make more of things here? Is it to where here, everything is on 10?
Yeah.
Whereas if we were somewhere else, it would be a 4.
Yeah.
I mean, that could be the case, but... in the, like the picture that I just showed y'all, is one thing about being sexy and being sexually explicit.
Right.
Like a woman in a pantsuit with some, you know, adult pantsuit can be sexy.
With no shirt on underneath, you know, you show a little skin here. It could be, you
that
know,
could be sexy.
Stomach. Right. That
could but be. Literally showing your vag, that's sexually explicit. So I'm not saying that women shouldn't be sexy, because every woman wants to feel sexy.
Sexy, yes.
However, there is a level of accountability that we should all have, because as Chris said, that we're not in that world. What should happen is not happening. Yes, a woman should be able to walk outside her house, bucket, and ain't nobody should even look her way or touch her.
Right.
But that ain't what it is. You live in a dystopian reality that does not exist.
Mm-hmm. We're talking
people about, crazy.
Yeah, we're
people crazy.
And there are the more consequences to your actions. Now we're just talking about the time that we're in and how everything is super sexualized. The woman that went to the White House, it was a Pride Month celebration. She decides to take off some of her top
at
the White House. And now she's banned forever. So it was it's a Pride Month celebration. The trans people have been saying, we want rights. We want in. We want to be equal. You get to go to the White House. You meet the president of the United States of America and decide that this is the time I'm going to take off my bra and top. And now you are forever banned. I say that because why did you think in that moment at the White House that it was time to show yourself? So it's just like, what is it? Is it the water? Is it the hormones in the chicken?
I think they're doing something.
Social media. Like, what is it to where everything and every moment must have some sort of sexualized thing?
It's the times we live in. And on top of that, to address that story specifically, it's just like, if you want to make a statement by taking your top off at the White House, cool, I guess, to a certain degree. But if you want to put yourself in a position to where that's not a problem, you have to then play the game within the society that you live in, build your own rainbow house, and once y'all have that, then y'all could take your top off. But change is not going to happen unless you're speaking to the people within the White House, then you have to play that game.
Right.
Yeah.
You can't just be like, and expect results. Like, we don't, it does not work that way.
Right.
And again, we're so, I don't even, delusional, like, to think that, you know what I'm saying? Like, life is just going to fall in order to what we want it to fall in order to. Like, nah, that's not what it is. And if y'all keep pandering to this idea that everybody else is supposed to fall in line just because, you know what I'm saying, you're doing something radical.
Right.
Hey, bro, pretty much everybody that went a radical route in history is dead. Go, you run off. Everybody. If you were considered a radical for whatever purpose you believed in, whether it was good, bad, whatever, they are gone.
But again, it goes back to the conversation that we're having about the, you know, everything is now super sexualized. And it's just like, at what point did we say, okay, when I'm here, you know, because I'm sure when, well, some people, like when I'm around the elders, I speak a certain way because I don't want to be offensive. You know, mm-hmm. There is, at what point is it just well, who cares? And this is me, you know? And it's just like, okay, this is you. But if you want to move forward and make change and get in certain rooms and them in conversations, you have to wear a suit and tie. You have to, you know, look the part. When you go to a job interview or okay, let's not even say a job interview. When you want to talk business, like say you're starting your own business, you got to look the part, and not everybody can be on OnlyFans. Not everybody can be a Instagram Waddle. You know, you may want to start your own business, your own skincare line, your own makeup line, whatever it is, you're still going to have to speak to investors and things like that. And you want to be taken seriously as the business person. So I just think that how do we get to the place where we can be sexy without being sexually explicit on everything?
If you think about Kim Kardashian, because I don't know why she's been coming up in most of our recent discussions, but she got her claim to fame off of the back of
Ray J.
Fellatio.
Of this whole social media.
Yes. However, she realized that she could not be taken seriously by only doing that.
Mm-hmm.
She had to adjust. She wanted to do acting. She wanted to go to White House to speak on behalf of the person that she was trying to get out of jail. And she had on this big old suit. I mean, oversized suit where the arms was hanging. Like she
said she wanted to be taken seriously.
And you can't be taken seriously and you got your claim to fame. And even though she has tried to reinvent herself and have this campaign where everybody's like, Kim, boom, bye, boom, my yay. But for us to be able to forget that that's where you got your start, it's just like.
But she can do that easier than a Black woman. Let's be real.
Well, Black women have been sexualized since freedom.
You're right.
Since before freedom. Right. And, you know, we were only good to procreate and bear master seed or somebody else's seed on the plantation so that we can get these children to become your backup. You know what I'm saying? So when Black women are looked at, and it's like, it's a fetish almost. Black women are fetishized by every race, but every race don't want the Black woman. You understand what I'm saying? You're only good for this. And then after that, okay, bye. I'm gonna go get a demure maiden named Gretel. You know, that's what I'm looking for.
But Suki, representation, though. Same thing for Black men, right? Or if you're talking about other races and how they perceive us globally, like the biggest names for Black people are either in entertainment, sports. Mm-hmm. Biggest names for Black women are music or social media. You don't really hear about the, you know, the Black women that are contributing
right
society. You know what I'm saying? Like, you really mm-hmm. hear about them as much or in that same light as you hear about your Cardi B's or your Mulattoes or your, you know what I'm saying? Like, or your Ice Spices. Like, these are the people with millions of followers, you know what I'm saying, who are sexualized all the time because that's the type of content that you're pushing.
Yeah, even last on the Juneteenth celebration on CNN and Coi Leray performed. She's like this big, but she had to keep on pulling her because she had on a bra top and it wasn't secure. So she's trying to dance and do heel toe, hit the hip. And she kept on doing this because her bra was about to show her little nipple.
So
she just coming out the gate with as, and then you have SWV that came on the stage, full pantsuit.
But they had the suit, them a bra top, still showed some stuff, but it just didn't show
everything.
But back to what Chris said, that's the time, you know, this is the time that we're in.
We all wish for the moment we last be so much more.
That's
we don't have to
so how
do a thing at all.
So what will be the shift?
think it's going to be a shift. I think it's going to just keep getting worse.
Same.
I think they want to go back to the Garden of Eden.
Pretty much.
Could you imagine if all this out?
No.
No, but it's not. It's like it's not even.
No, I'm.
No, no, no. But I'm just talking about social media now. Like, it's not even attractive. Like, all you see is just butt. Like, it's just like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if every woman has like 200,000 likes of her butt, you know what I'm saying? Like, what am I desiring at this point? If everybody else is looking at you, I don't care for it. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not the same.
But then, so do we have the choice then of who we follow?
Yeah.
Like, so I have the choice of like the things that I allow to be in my feed. Mm-hmm. And I can say the only time I'll see ass is if one of the social media, one of like the shade room. Like if they post something, then I'll see it. But I'd rather follow things that inspire or
motivate, educate. Inform.
You know, so those are the things for me. So is it that we as the viewer have to rethink the things that we want on our feed?
I don't even think that matters though, because if you want, like, because they're pushing reels now, right? It's not just, you know, scrolling and you if you want a reel and you just swipe up, it's random. You know what I'm saying? And if you do
true,
everybody and their mom, even if you're not an OnlyFans person or whatever, like, mom, we was talking about this the other day, where you got, you know, women that specialize in shooting guns, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. They're pushing that, but the camera angle is on them in a spandex, you know what I'm saying? Like,
and you see the crease of their butt and the shape of their butt.
Just show me you shooting a gun. That's impressive enough. Bro, it's just annoying at this point.
So I guess the things that I follow, because I don't ever see that because I see
stuff about Black history and, you know, Black people, Black love, Black families, poodles, dogs, you know, but I don't be seeing nobody. But, and if I do see something that make me go like, what the, I put, don't show me stuff like this.
Again. Yeah.
That's an option.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, that's probably why you see booty rocking everywhere.
The thing about it is, of course, with social media, especially the way it is now, it's not really a social thing anymore. Social media is e-commerce.
Yeah. You
know, it's a platform to sell things or push your brand, pretty much.
Sell you, right.
Exactly. Yeah. So, and being that 99% of people aren't marketing or aren't good at marketing, mm-hmm, it's going to use the low-hanging fruit, which is usually sex.
I'll just show my stuff
or be like, are you tired of living your crappy life?
It's a five-step program for you to get out of that rut.
Well, I'm sure there's the age gap here, one, because, you know, we're of the X, you know, generation, then the baby boomer from Brooklyn is
shut.
What's his name? YK Osiris?
YK Osiris.
Like, he said that he had a breakdown, and it's just like, what are we allowing in? I don't know how much people realize the people they're around, you know, the things they watch, the songs they listen to, all of that gets into your spirit. So you have to be like careful, about the things that you allow in. And that's something that I would advise everyone to do.
I will say, so to your point, I feel like it's a lot harder to manage what you're ingesting because of just how convoluted and complex things have become in society. Like, the world has become so much smaller, where 20 years ago, or maybe even 30 years ago, you wouldn't know what was going on in Nigeria unless you saw it on Channel 7. Now you have access to everywhere in the world.
I know the clubs. I know about the parties in them in Ghana. I said I want to go and visit this club and this restaurant when I go to Ghana.
I ain't never set a step foot in Ghana.
Not yet.
I know it costs $22,000 if I want to go. I know that much. All I'm saying is, and I, again, for the 47th time, we are not victim blaming. That should not have happened to Suki Hana.
At all. And I'm just saying, I just want to ask him, what was it? Because to me, she was sitting down.
She was sitting down.
Yeah, she
with the mic in her hand.
So it was just like, what was he thinking to come from behind her? Like, what in the, what did she, what was
his mind clearly wasn't on.
Made you think that I'm going to do this now in front of all these people, in front of the cameras, and think that, oh, and I don't know.
I was mortified, and because I saw her face, and we do that when things happen unexpectedly and we don't know how to react.
We're like, we laugh. Right.
Meanwhile, we should be jabbing them right to the throat. But because of the fact that we don't want to hurt somebody else's feelings, or we don't want to look like the angry Black woman, or, you know, we just let it run.
She would have did something. It would have been like, Sukiana is the angry Black woman because she did such and such. It was just like, no, he invaded.
She had every right to gut him like a fish if she wanted to.
Pretty morbid. I get it.
I'm just saying. She had every right. She had every right to be like,
you were wrong. To gut a nigga like a fish on the spot is crazy.
This is the thing that I always tell people. You feel that it's okay to do whatever you want to do, but then when the person reacts
for every
different the way
action,
there is a reaction. So if she just happened to carry a shank with her, because you know some chicks stay already, you know, and she just turned so the wound won't close, then what?
Not face off. Yes.
Well, that's been on TV a lot lately. I've been watching it. You know, that's one of my favorite movies. Even though they stunt doubles was nothing like the you know, Nick Cage and
John Travolta.
John Travolta. But you know, that's one of my favorite movies. But to sum it all up, I don't want to make it seem like we're being unnecessarily hyperbolic about the situation, but if the situation happened and he came up from behind her and then literally grabbed her face, and you know, I don't even like my kids touching my face. I got something about you coming into my personal space. So the fact that his hands was on her face and he going, that was a fish gutting. He had it coming to him. Whatever came to him, and you gonna do it in front of everybody? Like, I don't care.
But that's why I said I would really like to like see what his thought.
Fentanyl
process was.
Fentanyl.
You know,
here's my chance.
Yeah. This lends itself to the bigger conversation that everybody cannot deal with stardom. Like, you know, it's not
at all
for, it's not for to everybody, you know, it's not. You know, I remember back in the day when, you know, people would become a singer or rapper, they had a whole A&R team and they would teach them and, you know, that they would have to go through like the boot camp of stardom to mold them, to prep them for what was to come. But now all you need is this.
Yeah, the fact that Diddy over here doing that whack song, act bad. Like he was the one that was making people walk 13 miles to Junior's to get him some cheesecake back in the day to prove that you was ready for this industry.
Or somewhat, what Dave Chappelle said, some Cambodian
Cambodian
like, you know, sugar. That's Dylon. That's, see, people don't even know that's where that comes from. Sugar,
yeah.
Like, there was dues that you had to pay prior to actually becoming a superstar. And now with social media, you can become a superstar overnight. And then it's much easier to become a superstar. Because I honestly believe that if I was ready to show something, oh, we'd be to the moon and back. But don't nobody want to see my tasty cakes go. What's wrong with my tasty cake, Scott?
You got chicks working a regular 9-to-5 at Home Depot going viral and talking to Shaq.
Yes.
Like, I don't understand. I really don't. I'm not hating, but I'm hating.
Me too. I'm talk about you too pretty to be working at Home Depot.
What are you talking about?
I didn't know that there was a look meter for Home Depotians.
Huh? I was working in the back room at Walmart 2-to-11 for 5 days straight, ain't get a single shout out from Diesel. Not one. Not one.
Not two.
Not two.
Listen, it's so easy to get.
But you ain't
attention. No, it's so easy to get attention if you're a woman. And you don't even have to look all that great, because remember there was a time when Suki Hanna was missing teeth. Remember?
I remember that.
Again, I didn't know who she was.
Like, so. Home Depot thing really just boiled my blood, man. I'm in Home Depot every other day.
That is true.
That's really true.
It said,
stop a teeth.
She lost her tooth and wig in the club.
When she lose a tooth, did she get gummed down?
She lost her tooth at the club. She said, y'all stealing teeth now?
Woo!
How did they steal her tooth?
Girl, I don't know.
But then
I don't know, girl.
I don't know.
The fact that it was a storyline or a news story, that bothers me.
Well, everything now is a news story. Because we fought, because again, we have everybody at some point has been paparazzi.
So somebody did teeth it. Oh, look, Suki Hanna, I'm telling you, lost the tooth, but hey, you got it plaque.
So corny.
Woo!
So, what is the moral of this story, ladies and gentlemen?
Keep your hands to yourself. Yeah. Even if you think, again, even if you think it, I said it one of the last shows, just because you think it doesn't mean you have to say it. So now I'm saying just because you think it, that doesn't mean.
Or just because you feel it.
Or just because you feel it doesn't mean to. Do it. Like, we lack self-control now.
That is the key word.
We lack
self-control.
The only thing in this life that you have the control over is you.
That's right. And it feels to me, it feels to me that some men think of women as property. A thing they can manipulate, that they can use when they want.
That's been since the beginning of time.
I know, right.
I knew.
Like, cause just the fact that he had the audacity to put his hands on her, and you didn't consider her to be an equal to you. You didn't consider to her to be a woman of stature and a person that you should respect and revere. That clearly wasn't on your mind.
Yeah.
You know what? YK Osiris, hit us up, cause we want to have a conversation with you.
What was he thinking in that moment? Because he said he read the room wrong.
Well, let this be a cautionary tale and a lesson learned to the rest of you.
Keep your hands to yourself.
Yes. Just to note that Favio Foreign has advised YK Osiris to be more delicate and read the room better in the future.
Thanks, Favio Foreign. Absolutely.
And Meek Mill, you just want somebody to give people passes. No.
I'm with Chris on this one. I don't think he wanted to give him a pass. I don't think he wanted them to go to prison for this. Like
he's still a young black dude with mad money.
Right.
He said, "Don't do this to him, please. He's a good kid. Just slap him. We don't need our young bulls torn down for mistakes in this hypersexual era."
I'm with that 100%.
I support Suki. Hold that ish down on some street ish.
Yeah, I agree with him.
I'm with him. I saw nothing wrong with that.
So because he's saying, are we going to cancel him because of this?
Well, he does go on to say, y'all drawing a big line between men and women nowadays on social. It's getting bad in the black community. All this internet superficial shaming, judging, gaslighting only hurt us people. And it's a lot of people who need strength, especially young black men. He might got a rumble Suki brother, anything, but this same internet tear each other down stuff. Suki can do what she wants, she feels violated, but let me mind my business. That's after he put all his opinions out there.
I agree with him. Because we are in a time where you make a mistake. Yes, it's a mistake. Yes, it was wrong. It was totally wrong. And he should have a consequence for it. So is that he fights it, my brother, and get his ass beat? Yeah, that's what that means.
Your brother, her cousins.
Her cousins jump him, yes. But do we end him at this age? To where there's no way for him to come back from. And I say that because
to make a living after this.
Right, because if we think about it, it happens a lot with black men.
I mean, Chris Brown is still
fighting for something that he did. How long ago?
I mean,
that was a bad example. He got a whole bunch of other stuff in between.
Yeah, he got a whole bunch of other stuff since then. But, you know, he, for the first 10 years after he was literally dealing with that.
Right.
I mean, obviously and I think that his current behavior is a reaction to what actually
being right.
That's an interesting point. I can see that for sure.
Because it's just like everybody's gonna vilify me anyway. Right.
So I might as well
be the devil.
Right.
Not a great way to think. But we don't know how that pressure of everybody tearing you down, including mainstream news, right. Saying you're violent, saying you're this.
Over and over and over.
When people start to tell you certain things enough, you start to believe it. Because they always say the bad stuff is easier to believe.
Mm-hmm. So it's easy to be destructive.
Yeah. But the thing about it is it's the same thing with the criminal justice system. You could have a black kid and a white kid do the exact same thing, then the black kid will have a 30-year sentence.
Mm-hmm.
Then the white kid will get
probation.
So there is a disparity. So I do understand what Meek was saying.
No, I totally understand what he was saying, but I just need dudes like YK Osiris. And like even that dude we was talking about, Chris, on the other episode of Up for Debate, where he had flew the girl out. He flew her out and then he expected her, you know. But both of them are at fault for that. But then he gonna post a joint on social media. He gonna record it and post it on social media. Like, you're a buster for that. You're a dub for that.
No, it's clown behavior.
So, I mean, instead of looking at women like this thing that you can conquer, look at them like an equal, like they are a person with human feelings and emotions. So to that, Sukihana, I really hope that this incident did not, you know, take you down.
Like traumatize her.
Yeah, and that you can recover. Mm-hmm. I mean, the incident took place at a Crew League basketball game.
So if I'm watching the slam dunk contest, I never thought of it sexy. So I just don't understand, what was it? I really want to speak to him. For some reason, I understand.
I didn't realize how smooth the leather is on the ground.
I really want to understand, what was he thinking?
Clearly he wasn't. But if you could be in a Starbucks or a Dunkin' Donuts, don't put your hands on a woman unless she asks you to.
Especially someone you don't know in that way.
And you gonna try to put your saliva?
I don't know where y'all
live
from.
We got to do better, child. We got to do better, children. But anyway. Any closing remarks?
I was trying to come up with a tooth pun, but I couldn't.
Self-control. Let's have self-control.
One and tooth.
Good night.
On that note, good night, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to Between Family. Don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel and go to anywhere you get your podcasts, because we'll be there. Till next time. Bye-bye.